Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every Wednesday, I go on with our friends at WFNZ in Charlotte, Mac and Bone in the Morning, and Chris McClain is the first part of that, and he joins us now as I'm bothering him. Chris McClain, what's going on down there? Is Dave Canales already on the hot seat?
Oh, my God. Well, if you talk to the female Panther fans, they've definitely got him on the hot list.
He is handsome.
Oh, he's devilishly handsome. But can he coach, though? That is the question.
Oh, like that matters. If he's handsome, don't handsome people in general just get a pass? Like Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I've been getting one. You know, what about you?
No. See, I get it's the opposite. Like Cliff Kingsbury. I talked about this last week when Steve Wilkes got fired and Cliff Kingsbury got yet another job. Like, if he wasn't so damn good looking, Cliff Kingsbury would be out of work.
That could be his secret. I think that is his secret.
All right. So what's job one? Not just for Dave Canales. We know, I mean, his job is to, you know, put these players in position to win. Like, what is Dan Morgan's first order of business right now?
I mean, I think, obviously, the Burns thing is an easy one to say. I think Frankie Lubu's really important, too. I mean, because, and maybe that's the first order of business. Because with Brian Burns, you've at least got that franchise tag to fall back on. You can only tag one of the two. That's the one that feels trickier. So I would think the tag is going to go to Brian Burns, but Frankie Louvu, you feel a lot better if you can get something done before the free agency period opens, you know, and kind of keep him away from the market. And I know that there has been a report, you know, and I forget who had it, that, you know, there's expected to be some conversations at the combine next week about that. So I think Louvu, getting him taken care of, I feel like it's the most important one. You've got the tag, and that buys you some time with Brian Burns.
Chris McClain at MacFNZ, WFNZ here on the Adam Gold Show. So I've been talking about Brian Burns now for 2 years, since the trade deadline, not this season, but last season. Yeah. And I have made no bones about the fact that it's not that I don't like Brian Burns as a player, but if you're going to trade Christian McCaffrey, you're throwing up the white flag anyway. And, like, why didn't you also move Brian Burns? And they had the offer. Joe Person has confirmed it several times. You know, 2 ones and a 3 from the Rams. Those would look great right now. Are they really going to franchise tag Brian Burns and keep him? And how does that impact their ability to reconstruct the roster around Bryce Young?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really is. And maybe this Burns thing is one of the big reasons why Scott Fitter is not here. I mean, I love Brian Burns as a player. I personally want them to get something done with him, although I understand it makes it harder, you know, to do the things you want to do on the other side of the ball. I just think he's a 25-year-old pass rusher. It's the most important position on the defensive side. He's talented. Maybe he did have a down year. There's no doubt about it. But I just don't think, you know, you drafted him. You turned down what you did already for him. I can't imagine the market would be the same.
Right.
So I think you've got to do what you can to keep him. But that's the problem. I'm also trying to keep Louvu. Yeah. I'd certainly want Derek Brown, you know, to get a long-term deal. And hopefully they can do that this offseason and not get in the same situation they are now with Burns. But that's the problem. Without a first-round pick, I mean, I don't have a great answer. I mean, I think you have a ton of cap room in the next 2 years. This year, they're around, what, $31 million or so?
Yeah.
But, like, the following year, in 2025, you're at $129 million. The year after that, you're at $254 million. Like, your slate is real clean then. I think you can maybe, you know, structure contracts in a way where you're kind of leaning on those years and maybe going low with the cap hits this year on, you know, a free agent wide receiver, free agent, offensive lineman if you want to. But there's no doubt under my plan of keeping Brian Burns, it does feel like you're sacrificing, you know, your ammo to help Bryce Young.
Yeah, maybe, because we see this happen a lot. Aaron Rodgers' cap hit with the Jets this year was almost nothing. This upcoming year, it's going to be relatively low. Now, the cap hit and the dead money kicks in the following year, but they can always restructure that and pay it off down the road anyway. Maybe whatever contract you sign with Brian Burns doesn't eat up most of that 30-some-odd million in cap room.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, the franchise tag's expensive, right, in the here and now.
Right.
Like, that's, I think, over the cap said it's $22.7 million to tag him as an outside linebacker, and that's all coming off this year's, you know, books. Whereas if you do get him signed to a long-term deal, you do exactly what you're talking about, and you lower that number big. So that's the thing, too. And it sounds like last year, Joe Person had a great piece about this whole Burns conundrum. And you're right; it feels like we've been talking about this thing forever. But it sounds like they were $3 million apart last year per year. Joe Person said, you know, Burns was asking for 30, which I think we had heard before. But the new information was the Panthers were willing to go to $27 million a year. I don't know. Burns had a down year. You know, they hate the franchise tag as much as to you and me. It sounds like $22 million a year sounds great. You know, he wants the security of a long-term deal. If they offer 27 again, does he bite on that? I don't, it's going to be fascinating, but a long-term deal clearly is better than the tag, right? Cap wise.
Yes, it should be. Like, they brought in a capologist. So yes, any long-term deal should be better for the cap, especially in year one. Now, who knows about what happens as you get later in the deal, but certainly in the first year of the deal, the cap hit should be lessened. My curiosity is that if you could get a mid first round pick for Brian Burns, and maybe you get something else, another little sweetener, like a fourth. I just don't know if you don't do it. Like, for me, I'd do it. It sounds to me like you and I are maybe in slightly different places with Burns. But, I mean, I'm not saying he's not a really good player, but I don't put him in, like, the upper echelon of edge rushers in the NFL, on top of the fact that it just seems like it's a position that you can replace. I use the Jets as an example. It's always bad to use the Jets as an example of something the Panthers can learn from. How bad does that paint you if I say you should learn from the Jets? But they're gonna let.
I hate to say it, brother. That's where we're at right now. Right. I mean, we can learn from anybody at this point in time. For God's sake, there's middle school coaches that could teach our coaches a thing or two lately.
The Jets are gonna let Bryce Huff, who also is they're considering franchise tagging. He's an edge rusher. They're gonna let him probably walk. And the guy they drafted last year, they think has a chance to be just as good. So it just seems like it's a position. It's not easy, but it's like not quite like wide receiver. But I think it's a position you can find guys to play well. Maybe not like when John Gruden had to replace Khalil Mack, and after trading him, said, you know, it's hard to find a good edge rusher. Like, well, you had one, right? That was a little different. Do you think David Tepper is going to take a step back? We're talking with Chris McClain of WFNZ in Charlotte, Mac and Bone in the morning. You think David Tepper is going to take a step back and let these people do their jobs?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, man. God, I want it to be true so bad. You know what I mean? That's how my wife feels when someone asks her, you think he's actually going to remember to take the trash out this week? You know, my wife's like, damn, I really hope he does after all these years, all these weeks of me reminding him and him not doing it. But I don't think she'd bet money on me remembering, you know? And that's where I'm at. I don't think I bet money on it. I do think there are some encouraging signs, though, this offseason. I think the fact that he brought in Sportsology, he brought in the outside firm for assistance, I think is a good sign. Because early on, I'm not thinking anybody could tell him anything. He didn't. I don't even know if he wanted to hear anything. It was, you know, I got this figured out. I'm going to do this. So I do think that's a good sign. I think the restructuring of the front office, which I think is probably, you know, the idea of Sportsology.
Right.
It seems like there's a parallel between the way they restructure with Tillis and Morgan and the front office structure is similar to the Niners and the Lions, who both use Sportsology previously and have succeeded fairly well. So I think those are some good signs. I think the fact that they hired Canales, it feels like he probably trusted Dan Morgan on this hire, you know? I like to think so.
Right.
Maybe he just was lost in Dan Canales' eyes, taking us back to our initial comments. but I think there are some signs there. I mean, at the press conference, I hope when he told the reporters, I'm in the background now, I hope that didn't just mean during that day, you know?
Right.
I hope that kind of is a general thing. So I think there are some signs. But like, it's one of those deals where if you say, hey, how much money are you putting on? I don't know if my faith is there just yet. You know?
And I don't think FanDuel doesn't have a line on how long Dave Canales will be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Here's the thing about Canales, which this is one thing, maybe it's a little thing, but it really jumped out to me. It seemed to me that at his press conference, he was very much off the cuff. And I think he will be a very good communicator. And that's one of the most important things you can be as a head coach. Everybody can X and O, right? I mean, some are better than others, but everybody can X and O. But you have to be able to translate that to the people that you're managing to get them to believe what you're telling them.
Oh, no doubt. And I'll say this about Canales. And getting Averro back and the whole defensive staff back, I thought is a huge part of this, because I think I'm less excited about the hire if he has to then go hire a defensive staff too,
right?
In addition to the offensive staff he filled out and the special team staff he filled out. I think the combination of him focusing on the offense, Averro and company holding down the defense, that does have me a bit excited. And how can you not be, you know, excited by what he did with Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield? And maybe it is as simple as the communication that you're talking about. You know, maybe that's what it is. He seems to be extremely positive. I mean, I think the building could use a little bit of that over there, you know, and we'll see if he can. It's the ultimate test of an optimist, though, is
right,
going over there and working for the Carolina Panthers. But I'm excited. I am excited about it. But I'll say this, though, Adam, I was excited about Matt Rhule and Frank Reich, too. I don't know if you, I don't know if Panther fans want me excited.
Well, no, we want you excited. Here's the thing. Matt Rhule came across to me as a regular dude. It was only during the season that we went, yeah, regular guy. Seems like I wouldn't mind having a Starbucks with, but I'm not sure is any good at this NFL coaching thing. That's what came across to me. Like, he does seem, Rhule seems like a really cool dude, but he just was a cool dude that just ain't good at this job. One more quick thing about this, and then I want to ask you one thing about Charlotte FC as we get ready for the start of the season on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
If you were Bryce Young, what's the number one thing you want from this draft, from free agency? When you're making your holiday wish list, and you hand it to Dave Canales, here's what I want. What's the first thing on that list?
That's a tough one, because my first thought is, like, you know, help at wide receiver, just a game-breaking player at wide receiver, somebody that's special and somebody that can, you know, ensure that Adam Thielen, bless his heart, as good as he is not your number one receiver.
Right.
But on the flip side of that, I'm sure he would like to not be a sore on Monday mornings. You know, I mean, they beat the heck out of him this year.
Yeah.
And that's the one positive thing, is I thought he showed physical toughness. I thought he showed a durability. that, you know, even I was worried about, you know, as optimistic as I was about Bryce going in. So I can see that he's going to want some big fellas up front. He's going to want that line to be improved. But I really think he's got to want a game-breaking wide receiver, you know, which goes back to the Burns thing.
Yep.
Because if you trade him, you got a lot more ammo to get that sort of guy. Now I wonder if you've got a – like, my feeling, I wonder now if it's got to be like a Calvin Ridley-type free agent, and then you get somebody in the draft, you know, at 33, right. You know, and you kind of double up that way. I don't know if you, you know, tag Burns and then, you know, you certainly then can't trade for someone, I don't think, like an Ayuk right. or a Metcalf. But I wonder if it's kind of that Calvin Ridley level, maybe. And that's still an upgrade for us.
Oh, well, yes. Almost anything would be an upgrade.
You might be one at this point.
Well, no. We're not going to go that far. All right. Level of optimism. Year one, Dean Smith is back. We talked to Coach Smith, what, about 2 weeks ago when they were out of Coachella. He seems like a very cool dude. But he's got some pedigree. He's managed in the best league in the world, in the Premier League, and the championship is, you know, maybe a top 8-9 league in the world. What's the level of optimism going into the season? And they start on Saturday night against NYCFC.
Well, watching them in the preseason, you can't help but notice the donuts they keep posting, right, in the opponent's goal column. And I can't help but think back to last year and just defensively how unsound it was and how Christian Latanzio couldn't even make them sound defensively when they had leads late. Like we'd continue to send defenders forward and be reckless with the lead late. So I'm encouraged defensively. The attack hasn't necessarily been knocking it out of the park. And I do feel like they're a little light, like, you know, the dabbling they've done trying to offer, and David Tepper and company have offered big money on multiple attacking midfielders, which I think has been something they've never gotten that number 10, that creative force at that attacking mid spot. That's just special. And it sounds like they tried for one, you know, in Europe. And then recently the kid from Colombia, Rodriguez, and it sounds like it just fell through, but they were offering ridiculous amounts of money. So that kind of sucks. I still think they're light on the wing. I think they could use a wing. People over there, well, hell, Dean Smith said it himself, you know, a couple weeks ago. He still thinks they're going to use at least one of those two DB slots here in the next, you know, few days, week, 2 weeks, something like that. But I don't know. I think Dean Smith himself is a big addition, too. I think they're going to be a lot more organized and a lot more sound.
A great manager makes all the difference.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I think they're going to be in a similar area as last year. And if they can make those additions, and maybe it's not until the summer, you know, that they make those additions too. If they make those additions up front, then I think they have a chance to definitely be better. I still thought last year, Adam, as you know what I mean, as disappointing as all the points they dropped from winning positions was, like 25 points, right, from leading positions in the second half, I thought that they left a lot of meat on the bone and could have been a lot higher in the Eastern Conference standings if they just finished games. So hopefully they'll do that with Dean Smith. Lord knows the Dean Smith that we know best here in this state knew how to finish games out. So hopefully this one will too.
We hope that they don't try to hang this Dean Smith in effigy, you know, a handful of games in. Chris McClain, WFNZ in Charlotte, Mac and Bone in the morning. Thank you much, man. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right, man. Be good. Thanks, Adam.
You got it. Chris McClain here on The Adam Gold Show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.